Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The free-falling 4-9 Kentucky Wildcats return to Rupp Arena Saturday night to take on LSU. Now, Tuesday night's heartbreaking loss to Georgia dropped the Cats to 3-3 in the conference. UK coach John Calipari continues to profess belief that this team can turn things around, get on a roll, and build momentum for the SEC postseason. But is that more hype than hope? Well, here with the scouting report is Keith Elkins, longtime member of the UK Sports Network and the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. What say you, Keith?
Well, Alan, it is a tough stretch now for the Wildcats, and with a 4-9 record and now dropped to 3-3 in the SEC after winning their first three conference games, things don't get any easier. They take on a good LSU team this weekend, and that'll be followed by a game at Alabama, which is just rolling through the conference now, no pun intended, but the tide is rolling. And then Texas for a non-conference matchup on the 30th, and then at Missouri, and then home against Tennessee. So it's a very rough stretch for a team that's going through some very rough times right now. So, again, they're still looking for some consistency. They're looking for some leadership. They never know who's going to be the key player in a game. They never know which set of players is going to be able to contribute the most to the offense or even at the defensive end from night to night. So it's just a series of unknowns here as we approach late January. It's very unusual for Kentucky, but that's what they're facing this time.
Now, Tuesday night's contest, this was extremely winnable. In fact, the Cats did quite well up until the final few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did, and they were 6 points up with about 2 minutes to go and just couldn't execute down the stretch to win the game, and then had a defensive breakdown there at the very end, and a last-second layup by P.J. Horn of Georgia gave the Bulldogs a win that it looked like Kentucky was going to come away with, a good road win that would have put them at 4-2 in the conference, and maybe a little bit of momentum coming into this tougher stretch here over the next couple of weeks, but they couldn't close it out, and now things are tougher than ever as they are almost to the point now where a ticket to the NCAA can be accomplished only by winning the Southeastern Conference tournament. So you still have to play every game and get better every game to have any kind of hope of doing that. But that looks like what they're facing right now.
All right, so it's the 5-2 LSU Tigers now at Rupp on Saturday night. Now they're coming off a 30-point beatdown to Alabama, and that was at home.
That was at home. Alabama just had a remarkable performance. We probably won't see another one like that from a team all this year. The Tide have been playing very, very well, as we know, but they were incredible against LSU. They made 23 out of 43 three-point shots. They made 14 out of 19 in the first half, and they drew out to huge leads. At one point, they were ahead by 43 points in the second half. They had early leads of 20-4 and 30-8, and just put the game away very, very early with some just really incredible shooting. So LSU, if you just watch that game, you'd probably think they were one of the bottom dwellers in the SEC, but they're actually a pretty solid team, and they've got one of the best freshmen around in Cameron Thomas. He's the leading scorer in the SEC at right at 22 points a game, and he is a five-star recruit. We're familiar with that concept around here. His shooting has declined a little bit in the conference schedule, but he is a threat both from inside and from beyond the three-point arc. So he's tough scoring-wise, and he's almost automatic at the free-throw line at about 93%, so he will take advantage of opportunities there. Name that fans will recognize is Javonte Smart, the veteran point guard. He's back for the Tigers this year. He's shooting 40% from three-point range and, of course, leads them in assists. So they've got a tough cast again. Trenton Watford is back. Darius Days, another couple of familiar names to SEC fans. So this is not a team that can be looked over by any means. Of course, Kentucky's not in a position to look over anybody right now. But this is a good team that just happened to take a really bad beating the other night.
Well, in the time that we have left, let's talk about who's on the Sports Page podcast for this week.
Well, this week we'll talk to the voice of the Wildcats. Tom Leach, his interview is up now on the WUKY Sports Page website. And it was great to talk to Tom away from a broadcast and just get him to talk a little bit about his career, about how he got started in the broadcasting business, his connection with a legendary voice of the Wildcats, Kaywood Ledford, and of course, Tom is an excellent racing reporter too. Thoroughbred racing has been something that he has made a name for himself in, a couple of Eclipse Awards. We talked to him a little bit about that as well, and I think people will enjoy hearing from the voice of the Wildcats in a little bit different broadcast setting.
Well, that's all the time that we have today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been Keith Elkins. He is, of course, the WUKY Sports Page podcast host, and he's also a member of the UK Sports Network. What time does the coverage get underway Saturday night?
It'll be Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the pregame show, and then tip off at 6.
All right. Thanks again for your time, Keith. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks. You too, Alan.